The Trump White House is considering skipping a February budget request to Congress for 2018. It already missed last Monday's deadline, as all new administrations do. But now the smoke signals indicate a proposal won't come until May. And that could throw Congress more out of whack than it already is. Joining me with details, Eric Wasson, congressional reporter for Bloomberg Government. Eric, good to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
So if they wait until May to do a budget, this would be then pretty much skipping 2017 altogether, sounds like.
Well, the 2017 situation, we're under a continuing resolution until April 28th. And it's mostly expected that another continuing resolution will end up getting passed by Congress, bringing us up to October 1st. There will be a push to have a defense emergency spending bill, an emergency spending bill for the border wall that President Trump has talked about. But there's very little chance at this point that Democrats and Republicans are going to agree on a giant omnibus to finish the year. So there's a lot of focus on the 2018 budget, whether President Trump will, as House Republicans have in the past, called for a budget that balances within 10 years. There's a major push by the Republican Study Committee, backed by the Heritage Foundation, to have such a budget that would entail somewhere around $10 trillion in cuts, a lot of it falling heavily on federal agencies. But those decisions are bottlenecked because Mick Mulvaney, the nominee to be the Office of Management and Budget Director, has not yet been confirmed by the Senate. So initially, the Trump administration wanted to at least release a top-level outline of what the budget will look like before Trump comes and addresses Congress on February 28th. However, partly because of the Mulvaney delays, that is looking less likely. And when I talk to appropriators, they're saying this could really throw their process out of whack. If there's no indication at all from the White House of what they want to do, the budget committees will be unlikely to put forward their resolution in the absence of direction from President Trump. So that could mean that we'll see votes on the next budget resolution in May and pushing the appropriations process fully into the summer. And as we know, even if they get a head start on the appropriations process, it's very difficult to get actual spending bills into law by October 1st. So we could be looking at another CR or continuing resolution in the fall.
Because they don't really work all that many days after June, July, August.
Yeah, well, there is the long August recess, which they're very loath to give up on. They are having more session days than they have last year, with more Friday and Monday work days here. However, getting that amount of legislation through the Senate in a month or so would be very unlikely, especially with large ticket items like tax reform, the Obamacare repeal and replace efforts still out there, and other must-pass legislation, including FAA reauthorization and children's health care reauthorization.
Plus, for the administration itself, it's hard to see how many of its priorities could get accomplished if it doesn't get that budget out. It has plans for, say, the Education Department, the EPA, the Defense Department, and if it can't really express those priorities if it doesn't express them in a budget, then can it?
That's exactly right. And the other important thing to keep in mind about that second budget, the fiscal 2018 budget, is that's supposed to set up a fast-track process for tax reform. Republicans say they prefer to do a bipartisan tax reform deal with Democrats, but they do have in their back pocket this option of using reconciliation. It would be a budget bill, the same way that President George W. Bush was able to use the budget process to ram through his tax cuts early in his administration. There's a plan to use that process again, but if they cannot agree on a budget, then that process would not be triggered.
And if they decide to do something along the lines of a balanced budget proposal in 10 years, and as you say, $10 trillion cuts would be required for that to happen, wouldn't they then, Congress, be forced to discuss some of the entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or there's no way of getting there?
Well, it would bring that up, but certainly because of the must-pass nature of the appropriations bills, for example, the Heritage budget calls for about $100 million cut out of non-defense spending. It calls for a plus-up to the defense side, so that would be an immediate impact on getting the appropriations bills done in fiscal 2018. Now, to achieve the budget, it would certainly give more momentum to plans to partially privatize Medicare, to block Medicaid. However, you have to recall that President Trump, very specifically on Medicare and Social Security, on the campaign trail, said he would not cut benefits. So that would be a major reversal for him. However, Mick Mulvaney in his confirmation hearing said he would urge President Trump to reverse himself on those positions.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson, congressional reporter for Bloomberg Government, and you can change the growth of future benefits, which is not cutting them, but somehow it gets reported as cutting.
Well, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. But for example, one of the major proposals from the conservatives on Social Security is to raise the retirement age to 70. So if someone had been expecting to collect benefits at an earlier age, it can be argued that that is a cut to someone's benefit.
Okay. And you've mentioned that congressional sources are telling you, hey, we can't get really anything done unless we get a budget sooner than May. What about the White House? Is there anyone there to call up and ask about this?
Well, that's the thing. They are very slow at staffing right now. There are some press people available at the Office of Management Budget. However, their website, for example, has not been set up last time I checked, at least yesterday. And there is a whole issue of getting organized there. There is a landing team from the transition and some temporary appointments that have been made. People from the Heritage Foundation, for example, who are working there. However, they're on temporary appointments, and they really need the direction and sign-off of the OMB director to really be able to present a budget.
Yeah, it does have the feeling of kind of a hotel with nobody in the rooms at this point at the White House. And I've looked at the website many times, and they still have kind of the post-campaign look to it, you know, on the very homepage itself. But getting back to some of the budget items, you're reporting too, I think an important issue, again, from a policy standpoint, is the border wall. And if there is something to be built.
That's going to be a very important piece of especially finishing the 2017 appropriations process. Now, there are indications from House Speaker Paul Ryan that he may be willing to allow the estimated $15 billion cost of this border wall to be financed through deficit spending. There's the idea this could be chalked up as emergency uncapped spending that does not need to be offset. However, there is already pushback from members of the House Freedom Caucus, including Jim Jordan, who was on Bloomberg television talking about this, for offsetting cuts. Now, that would, I would imagine, cause more tension and strain on the appropriations process if Democrats are not only asked to vote for the border wall, which they do not agree on a policy level, but also to cut other domestic spending in order to pay for it.
So if you were a federal manager, you would probably simply, at this point, figure on the continuing resolution for 2017, continuing throughout 2017.
That is a major assumption. However, if it's really going to be ending up in a full-year CR situation, many people expect there'll be many of these so-called anomalies. There'll be a lot of jockeying to get exceptions and special provisions into the bill, especially if a supplemental is already going to be attached to it.
So it would be budget by a combination of continuing resolution and piecemeal appropriations on contingencies.
Right. And I think there will certainly be an effort to at least get the full defense spending bill as part of the package. There's a real sense that running on a CR for defense could be injurious to national security. However, the details of how that might be accomplished through a negotiation with Senate Democrats, who do have the ability to filibuster, has yet to be made apparent.
And Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, has weighed in only pretty quietly so far on a lot of this.
Yes, and he's asked, in a memo last week, he asked the branches of the armed services to come up with suggestions for the supplemental spending bill by March 1st. So that's where the process lies at this point. At least for the next couple of weeks, they will not necessarily have a position on how much extra spending they're going to need this year or next.
Eric Wasson is a congressional reporter for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Tom.
We'll post a link to his story and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.